Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On Monday at 11 a.m., the Montana Senate convened in special session. Shortly thereafter, the fireworks began. We happened to be at the session to help gather the signatures necessary to force the Department of Health and Human Services to conduct an economic impact statement on their proposed rule to allow people to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificates based on their gender identity. We needed the signatures of 15 legislators and eventually wound up gathering 78. A huge coup and sign that the legislature has some real concerns about the proposed rule, especially since it's moving forward without legislative oversight. As I said, fireworks quickly ensued when Kalispell Republican Al Olszewski suddenly moved to expand the call of the session to include the birth certificate issue. It was a surprise to us, but welcomed, as the legislature was about to shine a bright spotlight on this case of agency overreach. The motion passed by a wide margin, and liberal Twitter feeds lit up with accusations of the Montana Family Foundation and yours truly hijacking the special session. If only it were true. After the floor session, I found Senator Olszewski and congratulated him on his boldness and leadership. An hour later, the House of Representatives convened and Representative Dennis Lenz of Billings made the same motion. The House gave the Senate the two-thirds vote they needed with 6 votes to spare, and the session was expanded. The only problem is, the legislature is almost powerless to stop an administrative rule. If they are out of session when the rule is proposed, they can vote their displeasure by a poll of the legislature, which simply becomes prima facie evidence of the legislature's opposition if the rule is challenged in court. The interim committee that oversees the agency can also stop the rule, but the interim committees are tied with an equal number of Republicans and Democrats think this is a good idea, so that route won't work. If the legislature happens to be in session, they can pass a resolution requesting the agency to cease action, but it's only a suggestion. Or, the legislature can pass a bill which has the force of law but must be signed by the governor. And in this case, Governor Bullock is a staunch supporter of the transgender movement, and any bill would likely be vetoed. So there you have it. An agency making law against the wishes of the vast majority of Montanans, and the legislature powerless to do anything about it. Senator Olszewski, undaunted and on principle, introduced a bill that would have stopped the rule. It was heard at 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday and hit the Senate floor on Wednesday, where it passed by 29-19, a huge majority. Still facing a certain veto, a plan was hatched to replace the bill with a letter signed by the Senate President and Speaker of the House requesting that the agency stop forward progress on the rule until the legislature could take up the issue in the 2019 general session. Will the agency comply? Who knows? At this point, they're busy compiling an economic impact statement. We applaud Senator Olszewski and Representative Lenz for their courage in expanding the session. Because of their efforts and the efforts of Senator Dave Howard, we have the full legislature on record opposing the rule, an economic impact statement being prepared, and a letter from legislative leadership asking that the rule be halted, which in truth is a lot more than we had before the session began. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.